It's the Group Chat Golf Podcast. I'm Chubba Watson, officially Sunny, Master Bastion, and Danny is out sick.
I hope he gets better.
He had 3 weeks off as we were on the road and then took the week off that we got back for. Fun for him. He needed an extra fourth week in a row. We did just return from our trip. Tallamore National, what was it? Palm Beach National, great course. Yep. Legend, beautiful Legends Resort in Myrtle Beach. And just what I had a lot of people asking, Chubba, did you guys do the gas station directions, no GPS thing? We never saw the video. And admittedly, when I need to be truthful. When I came up with that idea, I forgot a little bit that I was going to be in the car on that. It was kind of a funny idea that just kind of popped in my brain. I threw it out there. And then as I was saying it, I was like, oh, that is going to suck, like bad. So I just wanted to give a quick recap of how that went. We left Rhode Island at 2 in the morning, 2 a.m.?
Yeah, 2, 3 a.m.
2, 3 a.m. So, and the night before, we had a little bit of a late dinner. We mapped out, okay, here's the Dunkin' Donuts we're going to get the coffee at. Dunkin's, you know, great lobbies to get coffees. Mm-hmm. We get in the car at 2 a.m. That Dunkin's closed. Yep. And it's and another thing that we hadn't really... Like, I think we had kind of broached it, like, joking, like, we're going to do that, right? Like, yeah, it's going to be so sick.
We
talked
about maybe just getting a map and maybe, like,
right. Yeah,
maybe
well, that's probably the map. Best way to go yeah, about you know. It, guys, because that's the way
but
you,
nah,
you would
dude,
need
you got
to
get directions from gas stations. So then we, as we drive past that Dunkin's, it's closed. Another thing we didn't take into account is, like, Sonny just moved. So he lives in an area he's not super familiar with. I think in my head, I figured getting to the highway out of the gate's not going to be a problem. The highway out of the gate was, like, 45 minutes away. So, right, I mean, 5 minutes. Minutes into this thing, we have to. The Dunkin's closed. We don't know where we're getting our coffee from. All the gas stations are closed, so yeah. There's nowhere to get directions from. So maybe 5 minutes in, we canned that idea. Okay. That was out the window. The GPS went on. But then I just want to touch real quick on something that happened during the road trip. We, you know, we start moseying. We get the GPS all set. We get the coffees. We're moseying down the road. Sonny's driving. It's his car. I'm in the passenger seat. I take a little. You know, mid-morning nap, whatever.
Oh,
you know?
You are the worst. Right off the bat, he just abandons you?
Wake up. Well, we'll get there, dude. I think you're, yeah, maybe just sit back and listen to how this goes for a minute. You know, think in my head, thinking like, it's better for me to be, you know, he's taking the first leg. It's going to be better for me to be rested come my turn. We don't want to have two tired guys at the same time. So you alternate sleep schedules.
The napping guy always says that.
Maybe hold what you're going to say for after the story. I wake up maybe 7, 8 a.m. Sonny's mom, bless her sweetheart, made us some delicious hoagies. So we had all these hoagies and snacks packed. I think we stopped. We were about New York, New Jersey at this time. We stopped. There's an emergency pee. We do the
poop.
Pee.
I had to poop. do an emergency poop.
Poop and pee.
Probably I almost
Joe
pooped
Lombardi.
And peed my pants together at the same time. I was like, how far till the next exit? Chubba was like 6 miles. I was like, thank God.
Yeah, we made it. We made it, but we didn't need to get anything further there because, again, we had the hoagies and the snacks.
Tore that up in Newark. Tore it up.
So then, yeah, we're, you know, continue. I, you know, hey, whenever you want me to take over, let me know. Yep, totally. I'm still good. We, you know, we're just crisp out of the morning, you know. But maybe I take another mid-morning nap. Have a hoagie. Have a little hoagie. Sleep those couple bites off. And I think I wake up again in, like, Maryland, you know, the Quantico area, wherever that is. I look over. Hey, you know, if you want me to take over, let me know. Like, ah, oh, dude, I'm still good. I'm good. Yeah, cool. Do a little work on the computer. And, you know, we timed it out great. We left. We beat New York City traffic. We were poised to get there, 3 in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Sitting there, time's going down. A couple more bites of the hoagies. Delicious, delicious hoagies. And I start looking at the GPS, and it's like, we're like 2 hours away from North Carolina now. And I'm like, my head is, I don't know what, I am pretzeled, dude. I am completely bungled in the brain. I'm sitting there talking to myself like, I'm doing enough, right? Like, I've made it very clear at any point you want me to take over driving, I'll do that. So I say it again, you know, like, hey, you want me to take over driving ever? Let me know. Like, oh, totally. I'll let you know. 1 hour. Now we're 1 hour away. It's like, I don't know what's going on right now. We get there. Okay. Didn't drive a single minute. I feel like I offered enough times. whatever, you know, just
you did. You were very
we left,
generous.
We timed it out, we did, we just we got there.
We
got
he was there, really right? losing sleep over it.
Talamore was great. We have the next leg. We're driving to West Palm Beach, Florida. That's another. So that first drive, 10 hours, right? Second drive was 12.
The first one was like, first one was 12, a little over 12. Second one was about 11.
Yeah. So we get into the car for the 11-hour leg. And right, I mean, it's the first thing I say when I sit down. Let me know when you want me to take
you didn't just take the You didn't just take
done,
the wheel?
Let me finish the goddamn story, dude.
You drove a long distance?
Because we've done that drive before, and it was very regimented. And as an adult, when you're on a road trip with your bros, as other adult men are in the car, or women, whoever it is, doesn't matter, you switch out. We had a very regimented, the last time we did this exact same drive, 4 hours, 4 hours, 4 hours, everyone took their safe turn. Now, at this point, we get about halfway to Florida, and I've probably said it 5 times, like, let me know, you know, I'm happy to, every
he
rest
did say
stop,
it a lot, he did.
I'll take over. But I begin to realize that I am getting absolutely bodied on this drive. Like, I'm sitting there like, is he going to put in a booster seat for me? Like, start buckling my seatbelt? I'm an absolute toddler. It's like, no, I'll drive. You take a little bite of your hoagie and do your little naps. We leave. We get all the way down to Florida. No driving.
We stopped to play 9 holes, walk 9.
We did.
In between.
We did. Yeah. That was great. Shout out Jesus of Golf.
Now, did you drive the cart too? Or?
No, oh, we walked. It was a walk-in. Yeah. We get back in the car to drive from Florida back to Myrtle Beach. Same thing. At this point, it's like a joke. It's like a very funny, like, hey, I don't know what's going on over there. I want to make it clear. At any point you want to take a break from driving, I will happily take over and drive.
Now I got a question.
Drive all. I'm not done. We drive all the way to Myrtle Beach. That's another 11 hours. Okay. Okay, good. Myrtle Beach, when we leave Myrtle Beach, we have a 9 a.m. tee time. 9 a.m. We wake up. I think we're at the course at 8. Our call time leaving the condo is 8, so we're up 7:30. We play golf, all right? We play at Moreland, very physically, mentally exhausting round. We get in the car at like 2:30 p.m., and I look this man dead in the face. I'm like, this isn't going to happen again, right? Like, I'll drive whenever you want me to. And he says, this time he says, like, might actually take you up on that this time because of how fucking we just played golf in the hot sun, exhausted. We drive all the way to New Jersey. He's over there like, I mean, the last 2 hours is like midnight almost. I'm, again, just all I can do is nap. I've got nothing else to do.
Oh, you
the
didn't
windows,
drive.
Oh, the windows are opening. He's like falling asleep at the wheel. Just refuses to pull over and say, hey, I could take a shift off here. Didn't drive a single minute of the trip. So just got absolutely, he made me his toddler. He got me in. He buckled me. You have your little snacks and hoagies. Oh, we'll pee when I want to pee. He dadded me. I got dadded.
I did ask you going through rest areas. You need to pee?
Yeah.
You
know? Need to pee? So, yeah, no, I know you tried to, like, jump on and attack me like I did it and something wrong. I was offering every step, every time we stopped, I made it very clear because I went through that in my head. Am I doing enough here? And I think I did, but I got dadded. I got dadded. Do you want to maybe tell, because I still don't know why. Well, I have no idea what happened.
My question is, at what point do you just take the wheel? Do you just
physically assault him?
No, just I'm driving rather than.
Honestly, first of all, I love driving. It's one of my favorite things to do. I even like when I have nothing going on around the house, I get in my car, drive for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Like I love to do it. Second of all, you get to a point where it's like you got to finish it for yourself.
Right. I feel like that was like a personal mission that you were trying to
accomplish. After it was a bit from the drive from Rhode Island to North Carolina, I knew I was finishing that thing. I knew I was the only one taking the wheel because in my head it was my story to lose at that point.
Right.
If I gave up the wheel, the story's not as good. Yeah. So I powered through. I had a couple of close calls in that last couple hours on the way from Myrtle to Jersey. I definitely almost fell asleep a few times and pulled the Michael Scott.
Yeah.
Falling asleep, but I made it.
But he did it.
I did it. I woke up. You know, we got a good 7 hours in Jersey. Woke up, went from Jersey to Boston, another five. And
hopped
then
right, he hopped right
in
the driver's
seat. An hour
and a
half home after that. But yeah, I would do it again right now. I'll go right now. You get in the car and go.
You don't think I will? You don't think I will?
I was thinking back too, like while I was pretzeled, just being like, did I do something wrong? Like, am I a liability at the wheel? Like, but then I thought like, oh no, he's let me use his car before. And then there was even a time we were deathly hungover. I had a whoopsie where I don't drink whiskey, but we ended up drinking some whiskey.
We were up till 6 a.m.
I was at a two. Oh, yeah. I was almost a dead man. Yeah. And he was like, yo, if you need to, like, he was in bed. He was like, yo, if you need to take the car to get lunch or whatever, like, do it. So I was like, okay. So it's not a liability issue. He trusts me with his car.
That was my question.
Wants to dad me to death on this fucking, what did we drive, 30 hours?
Yeah, probably.
I got zero of them.
That was my question. At what point do you start wondering, like, is it my driving?
I was like, are we not doing switches?
I was hoping that you weren't worrying that, because I was like, I hope he gets that. I just want to bang this out.
Well, I think I got it around Florida.
Yeah.
But there was a time in when we were on the way to North Carolina where I was like, I had a long talk with myself. Like, I'm doing enough, right? Like, I'm not being a little baby over here.
Where when I needed a Capri Sun, I asked you to go to reach in the back.
Handed him the first one, and then the second one while I was in that pretzel, I was like, do you want me to do the straw for you? Like, I'll do the straw for you.
I appreciate
he reminded
that.
You to plug in your iPad.
I hand him stuff here and there, you know?
No, there's something about, you know, being a man and doing long car rides. I even thought to myself, my dad would have wanted me to finish that one out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Well, heck yeah, brother.
Yeah. I
made him proud. Yeah. You proud, Dad?
Because there's one point, like, I took you know, like, please. I wanted to, it's kind of, if you go into a 30-hour car ride just saying, like, hey, I'm going to take it from here, do whatever you want.
I didn't know that thing. I would. That was a thing.
Right. Yeah. No, I get that. I'm not saying you did anything wrong, but from my mentality and viewpoint, it's like, I got to stay ready. You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
You gotta rest enough.
Yeah.
Well, at one point, I was like,
I hope he's comfortable over there. I hope he's got enough room. I was gonna be like, why don't you put your seat back a little bit? There's room back there.
Well, because
snoring next to him while he's driving for 12 hours.
On my, when I travel, like, on a plane or a bus or something, my go-to is like just take a little edible and then game out. Gaming makes the time go so fast for me. But I didn't want to be that guy that's just jumping in, you know, oh, you get stoned out here and just play video games while you drive me up and down the East Coast.
How's your game?
I did take, there was
do
one
whatever
stint.
You like, honey.
There was one, like, six-hour stint where I was like, you know what, I'm just going
to
do it.
I was
going
to ask you to drive right after you ate that edible. I saw you reach in and grab the thing, and I was like, I should ask him right now.
Hey, do you mind taking over?
You finished chewing over there? Yeah. Why don't you take over?
Yeah, so that was fun. That's all I wanted to mention about
that.
Yeah,
I felt really good about that. I feel really a little bit more manly than I did a week ago.
I felt like a baby. Yeah. I felt like a little toddler.
Yeah, maybe you get the next one. Yeah. Next time.
Let's be clear, I'm good with shifts. Yeah. Good with intervals. Golf news this week. My goodness, Liv has quite the event down under. Mm. In Adelaide, Australia, mate.
Yeah, Gooch, my boy Gooch.
Yeah, he's, as of this recording, he's back-to-back 62s, 20 under par.
Where was this a couple weeks ago when he could have showed up and been in the top five of the Masters? I've been feeling like he's been going to come on for a while here. He played great last year.
Not enough people talk about that name either.
Oh, yeah.
Not enough. I feel like I'm the only one that's ever, I said it on the pod like years ago when I first heard his name.
Yeah.
And it was like, why isn't anybody bringing up the fact that his name's Gooch?
Yeah, well, I call him the taint of the squad. He brings the butthole and the balls together. Yeah. He's the journey in between.
But it's twofold for me. Like, obviously, Gooch is very funny. But also, everyone just gives him the benefit of the doubt that his name's not Taller, because Taylor is spelled with a Y. Like, it's not... It's not Talor. Talor.
Talor.
Is it T-A-L-O-R?
T-A-L-O-R. Pronounced Taylor, and then my last name is Gooch.
Tyler Gooch.
Yeah. Great guy, though.
Yeah.
Great vibes.
Awesome.
We've gotten pretty close to him at Liv, and he's just like a really chill, laid back.
Yeah.
Like,
great name. Yeah. But it is
great
just
to
like
watch play, too, when he's on.
He's
especially.
Got that name that people just skip right over it, both parts.
I feel like there's a few of those when you get into sort of these hoity-toity things like golf sort of is when you're on the PGA, where there's pronunciations of things and whatever that kind of like they brush over so fast on purpose. Mm. Obviously, you're not going to have that conversation on air. But I mean, this is a little bit of a little bit of an
odd.
Wow! But it was like back in the day in the Speaker of the House, that John Boehner guy. I mean, his last name was Boehner.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're just going to call him Boehner?
Didn't he have some issues there with his little Boehner?
So, yeah, he's probably having even more now that he's older. But yeah, so I think that when you get sort of into these stuffy, classically stuffy white situations, they really try to like brush over that. Where I feel like Gooch should be embraced.
Yeah. Mm. And a real cool thing that some people somehow are shitting all over is Adelaide added in a party hole for par 3
down under,
and everyone's like that's the PGA, that's for the waste management, and I'm like, bro, that should be at every golf event ever.
Yeah. And I talked to Kessler because they had the video of the caddies running.
Yeah,
the PGA Tour nixed that. They don't allow him to do it anymore. That was cool. A PGA Tour thing. They got mad. Yeah, it was too fun. So he was excited to be able to show off his speed again.
Boy's got wheels.
He's a quick boy.
With a God bag on the back, too. That's, yeah. I mean, those, you can only imagine the legs on all those guys.
Imagine tripping, though.
And he,
tripping would be, dude, pulling the hammy. You hit the course, you just put a big knee drag through the course. Yeah, you might not be able to finish.
Imagine putting a big nick in your guy's like wedges just like destroying a club.
Or, I mean,
maybe
your hamstrings.
Not being able to just caddy for the rest of the
weekend. Right. That's what I was going to say. As a caddy, your hamstrings are your moneymaker. Like, imagine having to go to the clubhouse and be like, I need a cart for the rest of the weekend to caddy for my guy. And another great thing about that video, which shout out Kes, he had that other caddy looked like he bowed out 100 yards in, and Kessler just finished it. Yeah, he finished the job. Yeah. He never relented one bit. Didn't even look over his shoulder. He just knew it was done. And
he had the finish line in his eye the whole time. Yeah. He knew. And no one was beating him.
What is your guys' take on the party hole, though? Do you think is Liv being a poser, or is it something that you would like to see at everyone? If all these events start popping up with party holes, does nobody have a party hole because everyone's doing it? Like, where are you guys at?
I think you got to designate which events you have them for Liv. But yeah, I'm surprised they didn't have one already. I was so excited. And it makes sense. It would be, right? This is in Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a perfect place to have one. Maybe having one in, you know, if you play in the UK and one in the States, you know, or something like that. I don't think they should be at everyone, because it takes away from the luster of it, I think.
Right.
But I love it. Absolutely love it.
I think that it should be at everyone because as far as the PGA Tour goes, what's the most known hole on the PGA Tour? 16. What has everyone always said? Oh, they should do more of that. Liv has been a party tour.
Yeah.
The Birdie Shack, you're like, oh, I wish the Birdie Shack was a little more. Whenever you go to the Birdie Shack I wish it was more people. I wish it was a little bigger. So I say, how many more people would go to Liv if there was a party hole at every tournament?
Yeah.
That's my take. I don't think it really takes away from it. I think it adds to it.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that one thing where it's like, oh, we'll go to the tournament, we'll walk around, maybe we'll stop by that hole for a little while. You know, you're never getting on the 16th at Waste Management. It's impossible to get onto if you're not a sponsor. Yeah, so it's like, at least this one seems a little more gettable. And I think if Liv has that one thing where it's like, we have that one hole every time, I think it adds to it. I would go to it if I was going to a tournament.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's fun to watch these guys. It's fun to watch people cheer for good shots. And when you can actually hear people cheering for shit, it's a lot more fun for a viewer, in my opinion. So,
yeah,
I think every tournament have one.
Now, let me ask you this question, though, because, like, obviously, you know, Australia doesn't get a lot of events. They've got their boy, you know, Cammy Smith is playing in it, and, you know, he's obviously adored. It looked like the entire country was at that event. I mean, there has been no live event that's even come close to that gallery. If they had that at the Miami event, where there were maybe 100 people at it, mm-hmm. do you think it loses a bit of its luster then?
I don't think so, because I think that's so where people will always there. Be. I think people will always make their way to that hole and just not be at the rest of the course.
Right, but would they even be able to fill that?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it would bring people there.
Yeah,
I think that's the main part of it. But obviously, people are showing out in Adelaide right now. Right. Did you see that concert they had the night before? Cam Smith did a shoey. What the fuck is a shoey?
I don't get it. And maybe it's
he did it on someone else's shoe. wasn't even his own.
Well, that was my question. That had to have been a stage shoe. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, can I just talk to you? Like, maybe I went through like the college party age a few years too soon for the shoey thing. I don't get it. One iota. Party tricks, antics, all the binge, shotgunning beers, funneling. I've done all that stuff. I get it. You get drunk. I do not understand. I don't understand the logistics. Do you take your own shoe off? Are there rules where you can't do your own shoe? Do you have to do somebody else's shoe? And then when you're done, you're like, obviously it tastes like shit, right? Well, first question, why would you do that? Second question, would you just put the shoe back on for the rest of the night? And then you're walking around with a soggy beer shoe? Gross.
So honestly, like, yeah, I could drink a beer out of a shoe and bother me.
Do it right now.
Pass me a beer, brother.
Do it with the water.
No, I'm not going to do it with water.
Oh, so the liquid matters?
Yeah, what for is sure
the,
it matters.
What, does the alcohol kill the chewiness of it?
No, but a beer tastes like a beer. You put water in sock water, like it's not gonna taste great. But the like,
so you're saying right now that you're a chewy guy.
I would do it. I don't feel the need to, but I can't. No problem.
Okay, you know that you're going to have to do this now, right?
All right. Well, yeah, but no problem. Okay. No problem. Right. But the one thing, it is the wet shoe. That's the thing that's crazy to me. So I'll do the shoey out of your shoe.
Well, I don't know. Is that the rule?
You guys want to talk about the origin of the shoey?
I would love to know the origin.
Can I guess? Is it anything to do with Das Boot? I've always wanted to know
the origins of the shoey lie in 1800s Germany. Yep. And more recently, it's been a tradition for a handful of Australians. However, it was only in 2015 that it earned mainstream culture thanks to a series of Australian car and motorcycle racers. So it's a big V8 supercar driver, Dave Reynolds, taken global by Aussie F1 driver Daniel Ricciardo. Since then, many other Aussie sporting stars include blah, 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 who a UFC guy, whatever. So apparently 1800 Germany originally,
yeah.
Then the Aussies took it, and now apparently Americans are trying to do it too. But I love it as an Aussie thing. I love Aussies.
Yeah,
I wish I was Australian. Yeah. I wish.
Accent, man with an accent, I've said it a million times.
Noi.
Yeah. No, like, and I mean, they just have such a good time. Nah, and it's not only just the youngsters. Like, when you see the videos of that party hole, every single age, all the way up 60-year-old dudes, like, where they would be the stuffy white American, like, kind of douchebag dudes, down there, they're oyin' and humming and hawing, whatever
they
do.
They seem like nicer, like you look like the UK, they're fun to like watch drink and fight and stuff
from a distance.
They seem exactly. These guys seem like they do it with a little more fun, and then they have the cooler accent and they just party.
Yeah.
So I've had a lot of fun watching the videos coming out of Adelaide right now.
And is that hole down there? That's a par three. Did anybody hole it? Anyone hole and won it?
Haven't seen anyone hole. I just see Pat Perez put it close.
Okay. Because that's got to be electric if you do.
Yeah.
Like, but if you slam,
I mean,
one
they
in.
Seem to be throwing beers on just about every shot.
On everyone?
Grounds crew must be kind of annoyed.
The throwing of the beers to just like regular. I think one of them was to after Cam Smith, though, which I don't mind.
Yeah, because they were welcome.
The hometown
home
boy
and
whatever. But save the beer throwing for a hole in one, in my opinion.
Yes, agreed. It's got to be a hole in one. And
I can't even read the Twitter. I can't even go on Twitter. The Twitter Live versus PGA is so fucking bad. There are some good tweets, and then you read the comments, and it's just like the haters come out so hard on Twitter. Twitter is a shit show.
Yeah. I'm not trying to defend Twitter by any means. Are there any areas of the internet that don't have that?
Yeah, Instagram's a lot more chill than Twitter is. I think the commenters on Instagram are more like... not so much. But I think comments on Twitter are more trolls and people trying to get a rise, whereas Instagram is more like, oh, that's sick, or tag someone I like. Like, you know, like tag someone and whatever. It's a lot more like a community on Instagram than it is Twitter.
Yeah, they also have like that, like, there's also those people that'll come in and like talk their shit, and then you go to reply to them and you can't.
Yeah, the Instagram reply feature on the comments.
Cowards.
If they don't follow you now, it just says @null, and it's like, well, this won't even get my, I can't even shit back on them. Like, they might not see it.
Wait, so it's a followers thing? That's not somebody that goes into their settings.
I think
and
there's
say,
a setting thing limit. Too, but I think it is if they don't follow you, you can't add them in a comment. Okay. Possibly.
Because I feel like I have responded to some people I don't follow.
I think that's some a new. I feel like this is a new. Up. That whole null thing at null is a new thing. Like, yeah, it always used bad. To be, it's like you can't reply to this person and you couldn't even do the at null, but now there's the at null thing.
Yeah. No, what that. I get if you're trying to make the internet a safer place. The option in your settings should be, I can't comment, nobody can comment at me. It should not be, I have free reign to go talk shit to anyone I want, but they can't say anything back to me.
It's the worst. It's infuriating when someone does, like, someone shits on you and you can't say anything.
And I went through a phase where I would hit respond, at null would come up, and I would get frustrated, and I just respond now. I don't even, you're at null, I'm responding to you anyways. Mm-hmm. I don't care that you don't want me to, you're getting responded to.
So what, were people upset on Twitter about not throwing beers or throwing beers?
I think they were upset about the throwing of the beers and saying, and it always comes back to the same. Not even that. It's just like you post that video and you say this is cool, and then they're like, yeah, but no one's watching on TV. No one's CW. Blah, blah. Yeah. It's like there's 10,000 people on this hole watching and having a good time, and you're just going to say no one's watching it on TV.
Right.
Well, first of all, it's 1 a.m. Of course, nobody's watching. It's in another country. But you can't say that these tournaments aren't fun. Yeah. You can say all you want about people not watching it on TV, but these guys can still compete. They showed it in the Masters. They're still good golfers. They're making a ton of money, and just shut up.
Yeah, it's classic American, like, oh, well, America's the only country that exists, so if nobody's watching it here, nobody's watching.
Yeah,
the entire
yeah.
country of Australia was at there.
Nobody was watching.
They bought three-day passes. Everyone was there.
Yeah, even the 18th hole, I saw a flyover of the 18th hole packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The Sydney Opera House, they had to close down for the weekend. Wow. Nobody was
no shows. They said, nobody. See Cam and the boys. I was... I mean, and imagine thinking if you added it to every event, which I love, even if, let's just think of the world that sort of fleeting PGA versus LIV, like event, team event, that will never happen. But in the fairy world that it does, make believe, imagine a party hole where it was a matchup and you had like half and half split PGA guys versus like LIV guys. You could have LIV chants. You could have PGA chants. Now the PGA guys wouldn't chant, but the LIV guys, it would be like an old school soccer match. Mm-hmm. I think it would be electric.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happens at the Ryder Cup when they're good.
Yeah.
When Ryder Cups are fun to watch, they're a little less fun now because the LIV guys can't play. And the whole European fire is on LIV now.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Poulter, Sergio... and so on.
Oosthuizen.
Yeah, Lee Westwood. I mean,
the list goes on.
It does. It must.
Now, would you, do you think, I guess, what type of man would you be? Because you get the beers thrown out. You got 10,000 people watching you on the course and you hole it. Would you take that, or would you rather be with your boys on, say, what's the iconic hole on like TPC?
Yeah, 17, the Island Green.
The Island. Be with your boys and hole it there on this like legendary
course. That's a
course.
Good one. That's a good one.
I think it's easy. Just it's a forever hole in one on 17 with your boys. It might be fun hitting it in front of a ton of people, but to have a hole in one on a hole like that is like a no brainer for me.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. I mean, yeah, you get to keep that forever, and you get the bragging rights. I mean, regardless of the boys that are with you, you get to be like. Yeah, well, I hold it on.
Yeah, it's like a what do I want? 1 minute of excitement for people cheering and throwing their beers, or a lifetime of I got a hole in one on 17 at Sawgrass.
Right,
picture with the flag on 17, holding my ball up.
it'd be especially
on your desk.
Cool.
Oh, dude, I got this size in my living room.
Yeah. No, honey, that stays up.
It'd be especially cool too if all of your boys went in the drink on that, and then you stepped up and aced it. I think I got to take. I think I got to take the party hole though. Just because you say 1 minute, and that's one of those times where no, you take as much time. You kind of like what was it, Harry Higgs?
Yeah.
Whoever took his shirt off.
That was a birdie.
Well, whatever. You just play.
It was.
Take every single article of clothing off. I'm doing shoey after shoey after shoey. Just picking up cups, pouring them in my shoe, guzzling. I'm waiting for security to say, "Guy, we got to go." Then I'm gonna say no. Then the cops have to come in to get me out of there.
Because you got to finish your round.
I don't know. It would be great hitting you know, a hole in one at the TPC Sawgrass number 17. You know, I just, when you're sitting on that, sitting on the rocking chair, a little youngin, a little grandson on your knee, you gonna tell him, hey, I hit a hole in one with my buddies, nobody saw it except the four of us, and he's gonna say, cool, Dad? Or are you gonna show him that video of the whole world going absolutely nuts? Throwing all the beers down. Dad, what are you drinking out of your... Granddaddy, what are you drinking out of your shoe like that? That's gross.
Let me tell you a story, brother.
And then running all the way around the entire perimeter, high-fiving everybody.
Yeah, that's...
Because I don't think you get that experience again in golf.
Yeah.
You know, and I get the, like... Hitting a hole-in-one on an iconic hole like 17 is great, but I don't know. I think the vibe would be a little more up my alley, so to speak, to have the fans all just throwing their beer can. Hopefully you don't get hurt. They're cups, right? They're not like the metal bottles.
Well, they finish their beers over there in Australia. Okay. I assume that they're just going to be empty beers.
They run out of beers. They start throwing
the
shoes.
Stepping on, bro, the next guy's just chomping through broken glass trying to get to the thing. Don't be a pussy, mate. Just fucking hit it.
Yeah, what would you do?
I would take a hole in one on the local muni. So I would.
Okay, you just want one in general.
No, I think I would take the party hole, just for the raucous and the drinking beers. I think that's cool. I'd love to see a guy, and it's probably not allowed, but if they sink one, to grab a beer off the ground with anything in it and finish it.
I think it's okay in Lynn.
But
in this scenario, it's just a hole, a random hole with 10,000 people, right? It's not.
Right.
True. Yeah. No, I would love to, you know, to hear the roar. I've never experienced it for me per se. I mean, I think the closest thing was probably in plays in high school. But like to hear 10,000 people clap for you is probably pretty surreal.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, hearing it for somebody else just being in a crowd's nuts. Hearing it for you has got to be quite
getting the pop.
Have
getting
you guys ever pop. Gotten a roar? Before?
Well, he just said in his high school play.
Yeah, yeah.
like, that's a close.
How about a real roar?
Okay.
No. No, now that I think about it, I don't know that I have it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I need to get a roar.
Yeah. Right. Well, you're not going to be getting one of your four fucking buddies.
You might get a little golf clap. Oh, yeah. Nice job.
Yeah, nice job, asshole. Hit it again.
And then you got to go buy everybody. You got to buy them beers after. In our situation, these people just threw their beers right at us. You know, you get all those for
And I think the other scenario free. Is, imagine, you know, and this happens at both, say, you tee it up, you sink it, you get the roar, you know, exciting. Guy behind you goes, sinks it. Does the one at TPC ring as strong? Because I don't think you lose anything with the 10,000 people if both you, you know, whoever you're
Wait,
playing so with.
Are you saying... Would the roar? Are you asking, would the roar be as strong if two people hit it back to back?
No, what I'm asking is if so, you get the roar for you, and then the next one comes, and you get they get the roar too. You go to TPC, you hit a hole in one, and then your buddy hits a hole in one right behind you. Do you lose half of the feeling of what it would have felt to be the guy who holed out?
Oh yeah,
I'd probably kill him.
Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Drown
kill him
like,
or
no,
kill myself. Yeah.
Now, who would get the bigger roar? At the 10,000, the first or the
it's
second?
It's the first without a doubt.
You think?
No, yeah, no.
Wait, hold
no,
on. Are we talking strictly roar? Because they're going to be out of there's going to be a lot less cans to be
less
thrown.
Less cans,
no,
but roar.
People are
roar might be louder.
No, because they have to clean up before the second shot, so everybody's recanned. So I think you get the...
Yeah, they clean up the beer can. Everyone had time to go get a new beer?
How long does it take to get beer cans out of there?
I mean, you've seen those things that they use, right? It's just like... 5 minutes, two
yeah,
minutes,
five
maybe.
Minutes. I mean,
does not have to everybody not give leaves, every in go line. Wait in a 45-minute line
I'm
to
just
come
saying,
back.
A, I always have one. Yeah, I never don't have one in the chamber. But,
yeah,
like,
yeah, but you're not one in the chamber.
But
yeah.
I'm just saying. Also, well, I mean, if you're drinking on that hole, like on a party hole, I think you probably do have one in the chamber.
You're not realistically saying that everyone is going to have the exact same amount of beer cans.
Two beer cans is not crazy to have on. You might have an old one from the beer you drank before.
Good.
But I'm also saying
I don't know that everyone's gonna have one.
So you got the like kind of I don't know. I just imagine I know it wouldn't be back to back like this.
Doing a lot of Danny stuff with your microphone today. Can we just hold that? I know Danny. Danny's not here, so but
it's in the same place. Waving all I can over do the place. This is pendulum, and you'll hear me.
Okay, I mean it's on camera, so I can show you the
you
camera.
You will hear if it you're, perfectly.
Don't try to tell me that it's not happening. I'm watching it happen.
It hasn't moved from this.
You're,
to this.
But your head's moving a lot too. You're doing this and just talk into the microphone, okay?
So, I forget what I was saying.
No, go ahead, finish.
No. I wish I pulled the same thing when about the 20,000 miles.
I think it was about how you were saying that, like, everyone at all times has four beers on them.
The double roar. Yeah. Like, if you were like, like, I feel like.
Do you see where the microphone is? Yeah. Tell me you're not doing it.
I think, point it over here. I don't think I have ever had a problem being quiet in my fucking life, Chubba.
All right. We'll see how it comes out. We turn the mics down to a different level so that you talk right into them.
I assure you it'll be fine.
It's not point.
Don't you worry about me, brother.
I am very worried about it.
It's got to be somebody, huh? So if it's Danny's not here, you got to pivot. Because I've done this
every
time.
Sorry for caring about the audio on our podcast, okay? No, continue.
Just not the visual.
The roar.
No, that was it.
Okay.
Just the double.
That was a good point.
Well, I forgot what it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the roar could be louder for the second one because they're, you know, getting bang for their buck. I think obviously there's going to be less beer cans thrown because everyone just unloaded.
But. Yeah, I think there would be less cans too. But I think the roar.
And you might get you might start to get some more fun stuff being thrown. Because they're out of cans.
Shirts,
yep. Hats,
underwear,
golf balls,
chewies,
dildo.
Yeah. A lot of dildos out there.
It sure would be.
So that's good. I hope to see more party holes in the future. I don't think it's, you know, now that we have two, I think we can move away from the copying the waste management. I think we can just say they're a good thing to have in golf. Let's have more of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anytime you can get a stadium factor like that in a sport, I think it helps.
Yeah.
It makes it more fun.
Yeah. I think next step is concert hole. There's just a constant dance or whatever going on one hole, and you have to deal with it.
I think there is a DJ at this hole, which is a difference between the waste management. I think their party hole has a full DJ the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be great. A little strobe, get a little
maybe
action.
Maybe light throw a
show.
Tent over that.
Tent
it.
Yes.
Going.
Fog machines. Imagine the walkouts, because they're doing walkout songs now, too.
True.
Imagine the walkouts with a covered hole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not very hard to throw one of those like the hockey rink things up.
If they can do it at Coachella, they can do it.
Yeah. Get the fog machines going on the tee box. Get the laser shows the whole time. I mean, when someone hits a good shot, imagine just blasting fog and just fucking lasers going. I mean, why don't they do that? If you're going to do a party hole, do it. If you're going to do it, do it.
Exactly. The age old. But yeah, like let's get a concert out there. Because imagine buying a ticket to a show, like it's like, you know, you maybe have two headliners and an opener or whatever. Or maybe it's a little festival hole, and you just bought a ticket to that show. You got to party there, and to your backdrop, you're watching a little golf.
And Pat Perez did throw a little dig, as opposed to the 16th at Waste Management, where he said he got to walk out to the song he wanted to, which I think
makes the Waste Management selects their songs for him.
What do you think?
They don't even do walkout songs. Oh. It's just a loud hole.
Right.
You know? What would yours be?
Man, that's putting me on the spot.
Yeah
that is.
Something
that
by
up.
Aerosmith, I'm sure.
Probably the boys are back
AC/DC.
In town. The boys are back in town. Welcome to the jungle.
My the only time I've ever had a song, like a theme song, was I had a penalty. I was a third liner hockey player in high school. But, you know, I was an enforcer. Didn't have much puck skill.
Got to enforce that third line.
So I spent a lot of time in the penalty box, obviously, and I had during home games I had Onyx Slam by the rap group Onyx Slam, dun 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 dun, let the boys be boys, and it was, you know, topical because I'd slam somebody and then they'd get sent to the box.
That's sweet.
So maybe that, because I want to keep it consistent, but yeah, because then you're slamming the ball, guys. But I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It's always tough when someone asks you a song question off the top of your head.
Yeah,
and it's important too.
Hey, DJ,
you don't want to
play
do
a
the
song.
Wrong answer. Yeah,
play a song for me, music.
Tell a joke.
Tell a joke, funny man.
It was funny. We were on the last hole at Legends at Moreland. We had gotten torn to pieces at Legends.
That's quite
I mean,
course.
It was at the Moreland course. We did a 3-hole vlog. We were working on a vlog for it. Miserable. I was
one of the lowest vibrations I've ever seen.
Really?
From you.
Yeah. What didn't you like?
Well,
about it?
I was just like, it was just tough. It's hard enough for me to be on camera. It's not something that I really love. And the fact that like you have to take those 3 holes off from the actual golf because you're worried about like, well, it would help if we had somebody filming us because then I wouldn't have to worry. But me and Chubba had cameras in our hands and trying to get each other and then think about our shots on a course that took a lot of thought. It was a tough course. And I started off terribly. I like triple, I started off bogey quad or something like that. And, it was tough. I was getting eaten up alive. So it was, yeah, it's gonna take some getting used to with the vlogs, but we'll get there.
He was down in the
I was down. But then on the last hole of the vlog, I made an eagle. And
He did eagle.
I ended up making, I went like eagle, par, par, birdie to finish the front nine.
And then he started
and I was
smiling
like,
again.
Maybe I can get a comeback, yeah. But it's just like, all I want to do is like, in my head, I'm playing this game of, man, I should really just blame this vlog for my bad play right
now. Yeah.
But I'm like, you can't do that because it's not the reason. Because right. And then this thought process happens and I'm just miserable in my own head. And I'm like, it's mental. I mean, this is like the mental game there with those things happening is tough. But we'll get used to it.
Yeah.
But on the last hole of that round, I put the speaker up on the tee box and started playing classic rock.
Yeah, well, we are the champions. Laughing we are the champions in the last tee box. Yeah. That really brought the vibe skyrocketing.
It did. We were crying, laughing with just like it was like a depression. Like at last hole of the trip, it was like the laugh was tears.
Yeah,
it was.
I was doing like this.
Yeah,
because dude, that course like it. We've played some hard courses, and it's on that list of, like, world's hardest. It's every – you just, like, are going back around, and you're just hearing every group around you just like, God damn it! I hate this!
Yeah, there's, like, 4 or 5 holes where the green is just surrounded by water on every side, and it was windy, too.
Oh,
yeah. And it was – you know, I think I lost – or, no, I didn't even lose a ball on that second hole. It was just – I thought I was in the water.
Humble
I was
brag.
Just down on the – well, I went bunker, kept it in the bunker, other bunker, and, like, kept it out of the water somehow and still made the 9. But, yeah, that course – I'd like to get revenge, but I also would never play it again. So
there was one point where we were like, they could just knock this down and rebuild a fun course.
Yeah, this could be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And no spoilers. It did seem like you got a little revenge on Chubba with some shot tracers. So
the shot tracers
were some good vlogs. So I don't know that you ever need revenge on me. He's just a better player than I am. But like, I do think it is like if that course was standalone, I would have different feelings about it. I do think as it's part of the Legends Resort, it is kind of cool as you're staying there to have some courses that are fun. And then there's one course where you're going around, you're talking to the bartender, the starter, whoever it is, and they're saying, where are you playing today? And you say, oh, we got Moreland today. And they say, oh.
Dude, there are people telling us to get a good night's sleep.
We got Moreland tomorrow. Oh, you better get a good night's sleep tonight. Yeah.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, so it is. It's always fun to get beat up, too. You got to take it for what it is. And in a game where, you know, even playing the white tees, which we did, it's still just tiring.
Yeah.
Those are tiring rounds.
Turtle shell.
The wind's blowing. And threes. People were saying some of the – they're like, oh, yeah, a lot of 3-tiered greens. I'm like, 3? Like, you could have said a lot of 2-tiered greens. I would have been scared.
Well, you are 3. In the south.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those greens looked like wave pools.
Yeah. And a lot of times you can even tell until you got up there, you thought you had a good shot, and then you see the putt, and you're just like, oh, God. How am I going to 2-putt this?
Yeah, it is nice to challenge. I mean, I saw you guys, you got 9 holes in at Tobacco. It was a little rainy, but, like, that's probably the hardest course I've ever played, and it's the most fun course I've ever played.
Yeah.
So it is always good to get a little challenge
in there. It is
great.
Yeah. Our cart did fine at Tobacco. Rode my cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got injured, but we're back.
Injured.
I would not.
He's fine now.
I wouldn't say fine, but my swing is still a little off.
Yeah,
I don't need to defend myself because my love for golf. I would
like
never.
Anytime you say that, you do.
That's all I'm saying.
It's just, you see where the microphone's pointing? It's pointing toward that wall over there. It's got to be pointed toward your mouth. You're doing it on purpose, just to be defiant.
Will you think
of the listener?
I do think of the listener, and
you're still pointing it sideways.
They don't need to hear me fucking breathing into it like a puck. I am a mic'sman. I am a.
You are taking the Danny form of microphone use.
Dude, don't you worry.
If your head moves, just move the mic with it.
It goes with me. It's
no, it doesn't. When you do that, it's not going with you.
It'll be all right.
Yeah, when it doesn't do the same sound when you do
No, it doesn't. And so what it's going to sound like is you're going in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out.
I project pretty loudly, so I think it's going to catch it either way.
Mm-hmm. Don't wink at me while you hold the mic sideways to your mouth, okay? Do we have a tip of the week?
Yeah, I was going to say, at Legends, I got to give Chubba a nice little lesson.
Oh, that was fun.
While I was injured, I couldn't hit balls, so I figured we would go to the range and I'd, you know, stand there with a club and kind of give Chubba some pointers. Who, if you hit it great, we talked about it. And standing there, I was like, you know, I used to be in the golf business. I used to give lessons. I used to do clinics and I hated it at the time. And then I get back to giving you a little lesson and I'm like, damn, I missed this a little bit. So I figured I'd give the people a quick, easy tip this week that will help anybody who's hitting it bad. And it's one thing that you should always revert back to when you're having a tough day. Keep your head still. When you take the club away, your whole backswing, and even when you start your downswing, if you keep your head still, there's less room for error. It's going to take out a bunch of things because you like to do, we were calling it the trampoline, a lot of up and downs.
On the trampoline and
if you keep that head still, you're going to stay where you were when you put your club down to the ball originally. So next time you go out and play on that first hole, it's only swing thought. Take your regular swing, the swing that you've been taking your whole life. Don't think about anything else. Think about keeping your head still, and I guarantee you'll start hitting the ball better. And we'll get back. Maybe we'll move to the next tip next week. This week, when you go out there to the range or to the course and you go play, keep your head still, and then let me know how it goes. You know, shoot me a DM and let me know if it worked for you.
It does, because he gives me the, hey, you're on the trampoline. I'm getting a little bouncy. And because sometimes it's like when he says still, like it is still. Because like sometimes I can't even tell I'm on the trampoline. And then I'll see it in a video, and it'll just be a little minute dip. But then I'm six inches behind the ball on that. So it's like, I've even heard like keeping your chin on a shelf. Like if you need a visualizer, you got a shelf right here and you just got it right there on the chin. You just keep it there, you know, and you got to hit the shelf if you go too low.
And don't be afraid to take a video of yourself from the side, from like straight on and
straight
draw
on
a
from
circle.
The side.
Yeah. Draw a circle around your head and watch it, you know, take a slow-mo. And watch where your head goes and then say, okay, my head dipped down on the way back. Then, if you dip down on the way back, then you're popping up on the way through and then it's like a whole thing. There's just too much movement. So keep it still. Let me know how it goes.
And it does help. Like when I get, you know, a couple swings on the trampoline, it centers you right back. Gets everything else back in line when you can just keep that baby on the shelf.
It's always my one revert to. If I'm hitting it bad, I start there. I start with keeping my head still, and then usually it kind of straightens. There could be other things, timing, whatever, but always revert back to keeping that head still.
I love that. And because sometimes equipment can be the issue too, you know, like it's the body's a lot, but the equipment can sometimes. What do you have, trivia for equipment, guys? Wow. I sure do. We have three categories.
I've been studying.
We're going to do things a little different. Oh, yeah. Did I not tell you it was equipment this week? I'm going to start giving a theme so that you guys can get. You can study if you want.
I was researching all night.
Yeah. I've been on it for days. Pretty much have my PhD.
Don't do. It's not time for jokes. Guys, this is Chubba's segment. All right. If we can just keep the chatter to a minimum.
The only time where it's okay.
So we're going to change it up a little bit, partly due to Sonny's just outright refusal to bring my whiteboards back. I thought that was a good system at the time. Yeah. We no longer
Terrible
have
system.
Them.
Yeah.
So now we're going to do a classic. We're just going to do a classic hand raise if you've got the answer.
I think the sound even because we
you
most
do
of
the, sound. Do the
well,
sound.
Most of the people listen. So
there you go. Okay. Do a sound. And we got the whistle and you're going to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do sound. I'm going to try my best, but there is no, we're not going replay. There's nobody else watching.
Oh, never mind.
So it's just going to be, I'm just going to do my best on who gets it.
We're right in front of you.
And also, you know, but when they come in simultaneously, that's me assuming that either one of you will know the answers to these questions, yeah. as I'm sure.
Well, if they come in, like, around, just whatever one you hear first.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be your best way to do it. Gone. Go with the sound you hear first, and we'll go from there.
Guys, I don't need to be patronized. This is my segment, okay? So, equipment, we have three categories, history, construction, and winning.
Oh, great.
Which, since you won last time, Sonny, why don't you pick the first category of the day?
I will take winning.
I'm going to take winning
for 300.
You got to wait until wait until the question's read, okay? And let's just wait till the whole question's read. If we get whistling in between, you know,
you can't buzz in at any time.
No, it's wait till the question. And again, that's
me
assuming.
Unfair. What if I know it before he does?
I don't know that you'll ever know a question.
But in the
golf.
Case We're that golf it does podcast, happen.
You guys know nothing about golf history. Winning. This is winning. Guys, can we take it seriously, please?
Clean this up.
You don't see people doing this on Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune, okay? Take it seriously. Winning. With at least one major win in every decade since the 1920s, what equipment manufacturer has the most major championships in history with over 60 total? Sonny.
Wilson
what?
Wilson staff.
Correct.
Thank you.
Wow, we have a first time that somebody's
answered. I didn't know
answered
the question was over.
The question right. One star for Sonny.
Thank you.
How did you know that?
I just figured that's one of the oldest.
When you studied,
I know Wilson's been around for a long time. I figured that's got to be it, because who else has been around since the 20s? I don't think Titleist or anything. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, why don't we go loser gets to pick the next category, and since you were the loser, you're a loser, so why don't you pick the losing, since the loser gets to pick, why don't we have the loser, Sebastian?
I haven't lost yet. What are the fucking categories?
The categories are, again, history and construction are left. Winning is off the board.
Winning is off the board.
So we have history or construction?
Construction.
Let's go with construction. This metal had been experimented with by other manufacturers, but it was Callaway that put the material on the big stage with the iconic Great Big Bertha driver. What is the metal? Sebastian.
Aluminum?
No, goddamn, what an awful guess that was.
Titanium.
It was titanium, Sonny, big time. Oh, man, I knew these ones were going to... I knew we'd be able to answer these ones,
guys.
Yeah, I did. 1 point for Sonny. Okay, we have one category left. It's history. Why don't we go to the loser?
Well, I can't win anyway, so just fire it out.
Loser of that last question picks the next category.
But there's only three.
Yeah, so we have history left. Why don't we have the loser select the next category?
History.
The loser selects history. The last major iron innovation came in the late 1970s when cavity-backed irons with perimeter weights were introduced by what major manufacturer?
What was the
question's
date?
Over.
What was the date?
The last major iron innovation came in the late 1970s when cavity-backed irons with perimeter weights were introduced by what major you got to wait until the question.
It was the second
over.
Time, so.
By what? Guys, you got to wait until the question is over. By what major manufacturer? By what major manufacturer? That one was close. I don't know. I think the loser got it.
I think he started before the question ended. But okay.
We'll start again.
Yeah, no, please. 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 Please don't.
Take a guess. Seabass.
I don't
know. Oh, you buzzed
in. I don't
in.
Know.
Yeah, you buzzed in with no answer.
Yeah, I just wanted to win that.
You wanted to win the buzzing in.
Yeah.
Okay. Sonny.
Fast Tommy Armour. Time.
What was it?
Tommy Armour.
No, golf. We're doing golf.
Tommy Copper.
Tommy Armour is Tommy Armour is my answer.
Like Under Armour. Tommy Armour. Oh, Tommy Armoire.
Oh my God.
No, incorrect. This
Callaway.
This is Ping. The Ping I2s. The Ping I and the I2s.
It's Titleist.
Were the first cavity-backed irons, and we really haven't seen any major iron innovations since. There's been little dinks, little tinkers here and there, but nothing.
The forged irons, maybe.
Well, that was. You know, those are blades have been around for since
I don't know
the
if they're always
golf.
Forged, though.
What about boys?
Like I said, probably there's been tinkers and changes.
This was I don't know how long you guys have been playing, but the Ping Eyes are the ugliest clubs that have ever been made. Yeah. I remember I had a Ping Eye sand wedge, a Ping Eye 2 sand wedge in high school. I shanked it every single time. Mm-hmm. It had a high, like, triangular toe up to the side, and it was literally just the most ugly club.
In the...
I literally think I saw one.
The heel and the hosel, where all that connects to, I don't like how it's that's like constructed.
Unbelievably ugly club when you look down at it. I don't know how anybody ever hit a good shot with it.
At an angle, sort of like it. Yeah, I think I still have a sand wedge in my bag.
And people love those things. Yeah. They were like, oh, these are great. It's like, no.
I've never been able to look at pings, to be honest, because of those.
I have pings, but
I know.
I don't like them.
I didn't want to say
I just have them.
Old innovation, dude.
Yeah, so that was the new Sunny won.
Thank you. That was
a fun
one.
You were the loser. Hopefully, when Dan comes back next week, he can get some points.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a number of questions that's like, because if there's three of us.
What would be a good number? Because I'll go more. I'll do the whole hour. You want me to do the whole hour?
Solid five.
Five questions.
Give us five.
Five questions.
Give us full hour.
yeah, definitely do a full hour.
Okay, I'll get you your theme
in your
midweek.
Pull it up.
For the next week's questions, so you'll be able to study.
What's the theme?
I just said I'd do it next week.
You'd give us a theme next week for the following week?
Yeah. I'll give it to you right now.
Courses. That was what I thought we decided.
If I could, since I'm giving it, it'd help if you weren't speaking over me. Courses will be next week's theme for Trivia with Chubba.
Golf courses?
Yeah. Are we talking every type of course?
Or college courses? Because
Maybe not.
Or zip line courses.
You'll have to tune in next week to find out.
Well, that was a fun trivia.
That was a fun one. Those ones were actually good and worth listening
to. Thank you. Yeah, I tried to. I just put a little effort in. You know, it's all it takes. Put a little effort
in. What made you start now?
Folks, we have a tournament coming up May 15th. It's a shotgun start, music, food, prizes, Pine Hills in Plymouth, Massachusetts. That's where America started, Plymouth Rock.
We'll be doing a field trip to the Rock the night before if anybody wants to come.
Oh, nice.
Crack a bottle of champagne open on it.
Okay, I was going to say do a prayer, but you want to do both.
Well, the prayer and then the champagne.
Okay.
Well, the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
We'll bring
red
wine. And bring hot dogs with the bread.
Yeah. For the we'll definitely do the meat and bread.
Okay.
Yep. Nice. And we'll bring the communions.
A couple of Rhode Island hot wieners.
Yeah.
Sign on up. There's a couple spots left. Link in bio.
Link is in bio.
And we'll even include it in the description of the pod too, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to scroll the description and find it there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and come out and hang out for the day. We're gonna have some fun stuff. We'll have Leaderboard New England there. We're gonna have a break the glass contest on the range. We're gonna have the air gun. We're gonna have Putt Buddy there on the putting green running the putting contest. They're gonna be set up with a bunch of ball markers.
Yeah, they've got
new age ball markers.
Cool little kits. You get like a repair tool. We don't call them divot tools anymore because they don't fix divots. Mm-hmm. They repair the green.
Nice.
So you get a nice little repair tool, ball mark. Was there a T in there? There's something else in there. I don't know what it was. But they're cool. Nice. They're like, there's a lot of like, there's a Tiger Woods Venom collab one.
Oh, nice.
So there's a lot of like, there's a lot of sports team themes.
Chubbs where his hand comes off for a ball marker.
Yep. Yep.
Really cool stuff.
Comic book, superhero stuff. Ooh. So it's, they're pretty neat. And they're taking off those golf.
They
parties.
Are quickly.
Yeah.
Because it's just a little something new.
Right.
You know? And cool.
It's like everyone, I feel like everyone's ball mark and repair tool, they're all different the themes.
Yeah.
You know? Like now you can have one that they match, and that's awesome.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that a lot.
Get a
cool little case with them.
Yeah, and we are bringing on a presenting sponsor very soon, which is going to be fun for us because, you know, we've been pretty much sponsorless forever.
Yeah, that's huge
news. So
that's huge
news. Keep an eye out. Let's just say your nuts will be a lot happier.
Ayo.
Starting in May.
And we're not talking the cashews.
Yeah, the ones that a squirrel finds twice a day.
And we're not talking peanuts. No.
Speaking of squirrels, the squirrels in South Carolina, awesome.
Yep.
Oh, good squirrels.
We did some feeding.
Well, they'll go right in your cart and steal your shit.
Well, there's all sorts of different kinds.
They'll steal your shit right out of your cart, but they'll also come up to you and try to eat from your hand.
When I was in construction once in Hanover, there was a squirrel took my lunch.
Oh, well, yeah, that's funny and cute, though. I had that happen on
my hammer right at that thing.
Well, that's because you're a bad person. I had
it's my lunch. I opened
some sunflower seeds up. I walk out on the green. I come back. Squirrels taking them up into the woods. Every single one of them. I just opened the bag. I didn't try to murder it because I'm not a psychopath. I was like, oh, that's cute and funny.
And he needed those because he was fiending for nicotine.
Yeah, I was using it as a cleanse.
It was fine because I asked him if he wanted the chips, so I let him.
Chubba's calling it a cleanse, but he quit. He's a pussy.
It is a cleanse.
He's a pussy. He quit nicotine.
He quit nicotine?
I'm not a quitter.
He's off
the thing. Wow, things are starting to make sense.
Keeps calling it a cleanse.
How long have you been nicotine dry?
I'm on a cleanse. I don't put times.
He knows exactly
on
how many
Real
days
quick,
it's been.
Oh, that must have been a fun fucking trip.
I use an app. Can we? I do push for cigars, but can we do a real quick? Just how are we doing with our progress this year? What are we doing to get better? Where's our mentality? What's our handicap at?
Yeah, I was going to use the Grint app to keep my handicap, but apparently they're run by the USGA now, and I am against the USGA.
Okay.
So I haven't signed up for a handicap yet, but I did have a couple of rounds in the 70s last week, so I think I'm on my way back. I've spent about an hour the last 2 days on a local putting green.
Ooh.
Really finding something. Shout out to Dave Finks on Instagram because he said, you know, use the point of your sternum to move your putter head. And I've been really keeping it with my body. People must have been watching like, damn, this guy might be pro yesterday when I was on the putting green. I was making
every time.
Did you sign any autographs? Dog.
No, I was kind of keeping my eyes to myself, but I do like the look over to make sure people were watching. You know,
you should start doing, go to the putting green, drain some putts, keep a glove in your pocket, sign it, give it to a kid as you leave.
And this next guy says time. He's not a party hole guy.
Right.
But in the past, I've never been a listen to a podcast guy, but I have been lately. And in the past, I've been like listening to music on the putting green. It's like tough to, but this time I was listening to a pod and it was a lot easier to like, I was doing laughs on my own, while I was out there putting. It was just like, I didn't have to keep listening to it's a dubstep while I was just taking three footers.
I cannot imagine trying to putt while listening to dubstep.
I even put the two tees on the two sides of my putter to try to hit the scent. I'm really working on it.
I like that a lot.
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Seabass,
what have you been doing
to podcasts? Sorry, Dan Carlin, I just went back. It's been long enough. I listened to all his stuff. If you like history ones, his are so good.
Okay. Yeah, and instead of promoting other people's podcasts on our podcast, why don't you tell the listeners who are listening to our podcast what you've been doing
So I looked at
game.
I looked at a set of three irons that were out of my price range, and I'm just trying to look for something that maybe are discontinued or whatever to get them new. But if not, I'm looking. There's a couple used sets at one of the local sports stores near me. The
so
other thing,
equipment upgrade is going
to
be.
Yeah,
a big
remember
one
I was adding
year.
Wedges to the bag. That's,
love that.
So the other day I was proud of myself. I went to the gym, and I had set up a tee time the day before, and I came back and got all my stuff after the gym, took a shower, and got out, was going to be an hour early for the round. Not an hour, like, I had plenty of time to get there. And I locked my keys in my car.
Mm. Oh.
So you didn't make the round?
Didn't make the round.
Ugh, that's tough.
Perfectly early, had plenty of time. All of this before I had to work. Like, it was just a perfect day. I was on a roll, got home, locked everything in the car, played video games for 6 hours.
Did you play a golf video game at least?
No.
I've been eating salads. I had a salad for dinner last night. I started it on the trip, and then I realized how good I felt the day after. Right. You don't eat Taco Bell at 10:30 p.m.
Yeah,
you have a salad maybe at 9, 8. Yeah. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Dude, the lack of carbohydrates, I've been trying to wean them down. Now, then I just go on a binge, which is not great later. But
well, you
like,
get that treat yourself day.
Yeah, but it's so bad. You do, because you get away from it, and then I realize carbohydrates just make you crave and eat more carbohydrates.
True.
it's like I do really well, don't even think about it. And then the second I have like a slice of pizza, it's like, well, I'm gonna have four.
You get another pizza. Maybe we should do a carb cleanse.
But let's see. Yes, I like that. Let's see how you're sorry. I didn't ask.
Oh,
you.
How what I'm doing to improve right now?
Yeah.
So I had a great range session with my swing coach, Sonny. I think it got to a point where in a great spring training trip. To get, you know, just to get the rust off, get back into swing shape. I think I had overindulged on information and needed a couple days off, which was great because I left my clubs in Sonny's car. So I took the week off. I did play a mental round Thursday morning.
How'd you play?
I think I was 3 over, just 9. Mm-hmm. Just 9 because I didn't want to push it. Mm-hmm. Doubled on par 4 or 5, which was tough, bunker to bunker, but then had a nice 1 putt to clean it up. But then birdied a par 3.
Oh, nice.
To kind of...
Nice. It's realistic.
Yeah. So, but yeah, a couple pars, a couple bogeys. I think I'm ready to get back after it next week, though. I really liked that putting tip. When I saw you put that out there, I said to myself, that's going to come back to bite him in the ass, because now I'm never going to miss a putt again. So we'll see how this week
perfect.
Goes.
You get the same putter as me 5 minutes after, and then you do the same tip. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I have a bad grip on that one. I don't love that grip. Yeah,
we'll change that up.
I am
get the yellow Iomic.
We've talked before. About
putter too.
We've talked. We talked about my switch to the blade on the pod.
I don't think so.
Were we just a little tipsy? Didn't we talk about it at Legends?
Yeah, probably.
I think we did. Yeah. I'm a blade guy now. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, are you? Mm-hmm. That'll help. I've got a...
Well, it helps me. It helps me. I have a better understanding...
Of where your ball's going.
No, just speed.
Okay.
Like, I think the spider was a little too light, and I just have...
Sorry. Excuse me. Blade putter.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Blade irons. That's what I was like. You did fucking what,
no.
dude?
No, we're not there yet. But I've added a little lag. I'm standing up a little straighter. I keep my hands one hand away from my dick. Which swing coach Sonny taught me. Which
so is that right
great.
On your belly button?
One hand away.
There. Nice. Yep. Who can, you can putt from your knees, Sonny.
Clean it up.
I almost changed putters too. I was at a buddy's house. He's had this putter in his basement forever, and I was just hitting it. It's fucking amazing. I was really liking it. It's been down there probably 8-10 years. It's like, hey, what are you doing with this? I'll give you like $100 for it or something if you want. I mean, if you're not using it. And he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. And then by the end of the day, he's like, I think I'm going to add this to the bag.
Well,
I was
of
like,
course.
You cocksucker.
Really? What putter was it?
It's a Ping.
Oof.
Mm, I like the old Pings.
It had kind of a bent handle. I don't know the model, but like the top was sort of, it wasn't straight
like
all the way.
Cane?
Is that illegal?
Bent as
it bent just like had a like cane?
The top of it just like at the handle kind of had like a little bit of angle to it.
Oh no, that's just the grip though. That's like
okay,
it's
yeah.
almost like those new baseball bats that people use where the end is the okay. butt is like on a kind of like a
taper or something.
Tapers, yeah.
Yep. So yeah. you didn't get the putter.
No.
Oh, that's tough. Dude.
It is.
That's
and that kid's tough. Gonna make every putt this season.
Yeah. No, he's never gonna fucking use it.
Oh, he just did it to be a meanie?
Well, it's like, oh, we started putting one. He was like, actually, I really like this. What have I been doing? And then, like, did I see it in the bag when I left? No. Is it going to be in the basement when I come back? Yes.
What a mess. That sucks.
All right. Go sign up for our tournament.
Yeah, so get into
see you
that.
Out there.
15th.
And we'll catch you next week on the Group Chat Golf Podcast.
See you, bye.
Thank you, gentlemen.